Welcome to It's Not Your Fault. That's Emily Aberson.
And that's Chelsea Rocky. And today we're talking about sabotage. The word sabotage means somebody is blatantly, openly sabotaging.
But they don't do it openly.
Straight up, right. Straight up sabotaging you. But in a narcissistic relationship, you don't see sabotage as being what it is. Like, it's not an open thing. It's kind of like, holy cow, I step back and I see that you're doing X, Y, and Z, and that is detrimental to my life, which is sabotage.
Right, but you don't realize that until you're out of the relationship completely. And then you're like, wait a second. Oh, okay, so all those nice things that you were doing, those were actually not nice at all.
Right.
You were actually trying to put me down or to lift you up.
And putting you down was causing X, Y, and Z to happen in your life. Like,
yes.
you were causing kind of a ripple effect of negativity in my life.
So how was your partner sabotaging you?
He was my trainer, and I was like, had lost like 30 some pounds training and doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
He had me on the meal plans. I mean, he literally knew every aspect of my life.
And then this pandemic happened.
How every story starts.
Right, like 2020. I have nothing else
Praise
to say
be to
it.
Baby Jesus. Praise,
correct. The gym's closed. I mean, everything closed. Boutique gyms, like, at least in Tennessee, like, we could not do anything. We couldn't get in. And if we did, it was, like, very, you know, hush-hush. You can lift for, like, 20 minutes and
get the fuck
get out.
Right.
And so we just kind of huddled in the house. Like, what are we going to do?
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I still have to work. I'm in real estate. Love everything I'm doing.
Essential business.
Right. I can get out and do some stuff. But when I come home, it's kind of like, okay, well, we can't go to the gym. We can't work out. Like, what are we gonna do?
Right.
And so he loves cooking, obviously, as so many fitness, bodybuilder people.
Sure, like, yeah, they make their own food.
They make their own food. They love cooking. They're like chefs,
yes.
Honestly.
Yeah, they have really to be.
Are.
They have,
like,
to they have to know what goes into the food that they're making.
Right. And then also they, like, have insane cheat meals and all of this different stuff that is, yeah, like, but it's very healthy and they love to cook it. And it's just fun. It's like in the fitness realm, like, cooking and food, mm-hmm, is obviously pretty much number one, two, and three. And so anyway, when all of this stuff started, I would wake up in the morning and he would bring me French toast with steak. And,
oh my gosh.
Oh.
Heavy.
Extremely, like, extravagant meals at 8 a.m. in the morning. Like, I would wake up and there would be, like, this giant plate. Like,
yeah,
hey, babe, wake up. And it's, like, French toast, steak, eggs, tomatoes, avocados. I mean, anything. And it all was perfect. It was literally like I was at a restaurant. But he knows, like, that's not how I eat in the mornings. Or how,
right,
I should
or how
eat in the mornings.
Anybody eats in the mornings, yeah.
Right.
And I'm like, no, no, no. Like, you know I can't eat that. I'm gonna gain weight. Like,
yeah.
I just cannot eat that. And you, of all people, know that.
Yeah.
No, baby,
he was trying to, like, put you down so you would need him to train. To train you.
And need him, yes. Constantly be like, okay, wait, like, what should we, I need you. Like, I actually need your help again. Like, holy shit, I got on the scale this morning. Like, I gained weight or, you know, whatever it is. I need you. We got to do this. Uh-uh. And every morning, same thing. Every single day, I'm like, I'm not eating that. And he's like, I'm going to leave it here for you. I really want you to eat it. I just made this new thing. Like, I know you're going to love it.
Did he ever, like, acknowledge the reason why you said I can't eat that? As far as, like, well, babe, like, I know we're gonna train you later. Like, be happy now because you're gonna lose all of it at the gym. Like, would he ever bring that into it, or would he just be like, I really want you to eat it?
He would really just be like, I made this for you. I really want you to eat this.
So he would make you feel bad if you didn't
guilty
eat
if
it.
Right. It's like your grandma being like, you need to eat all this food on your plate. Like,
yeah,
that's what he
you need
but
to gain
like,
more weight.
Right. And I'm like, this is mind-blowing because you are the person that, like,
that's why he was
I
that
went to originally. Like, we worked out, we trained, we did all of this stuff. Like, I was feeling so good, looked so much better. And not that that was, like, the main reason, but, like, I was feeling great about myself. And then all of a sudden.
That's why.
Yes. It was, he knew it. Like,
yep,
he walked in one day and was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I was at the gym today and so-and-so and so-and-so said that they saw you working out. And they were like, I cannot believe the difference in Emily in 2 months. Like, cannot believe it. Then you come here and you're like, well, actually, tonight, babe, we're going to be eating a pound and a half of pasta. Like, total sabotage.
Yep.
Purposefully.
Yep.
Mind-blowing.
Doesn't it just piss you off?
Okay, that pisses me off more than anything because I busted my ass.
You did. You worked like so
busted my ass. And now it's just like, if I see you again, I will punch you in the face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I feel every day. Especially when I do more and more research. Yeah. I'm just like, I cannot.
And you like, pull yourself out of it. And instead of being like, oh, he, like, this is so romantic. He brought me flowers and put them on my dresser and made me French toast in bed, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To anybody that
perfect
sounds
perfect, man.
Wow. Like, he is so.
He is taking
care of me, cooking for me. He's so big and muscly and hot and yum. I just, love it.
Put this food on your body.
Right. Like, you're going to make me food and then you're going to come get in bed and we're going to have the best morning and all this stuff, right? Sounds great. Literally anybody would die for that. Wrong. When you realize the whole reason that they're doing that.
Yeah.
And you don't realize it until it's like, remember, I came to you like after the whole thing was over and I'm like, hold on a second.
Yes.
This is weird. Like, let's talk about this. And it's like. It's
purposeful. When you, I think that that's the moment where you want to go batshit crazy. Yep. It's like. Pony up. Like, let's go to wherever he is and just like wreck his car.
Yeah.
Because it's erasing all the hard work you did. It's erasing your confidence. It's erasing your self-esteem.
Yeah.
It's erasing trust. It's erasing
anything good.
But everything good.
Again, what's so wild about it is everything, if you told one of your friends that, like, oh, guess what he did for me this morning? Like, somehow he romanticized the sabotage.
And it sounds crazy when I say it out loud.
It's not, though. It's not, though, because he was the kind that he exhibited some of the behavioral characteristics of a narcissist, but not all of them.
Right.
And this was one of those where it's like, he knew that you needed him to do this.
And wanted him.
Yes. Like, yeah, this was the aspect of your life where, like, you needed him, you wanted him, and, like, that's where he, like, fit into your realm. So every other aspect, you didn't need him.
Right.
You didn't need him to drive you around. You didn't need him to buy you things.
No.
You didn't need him to do anything for you whatsoever. The one thing that you needed from him was to help you in the gym. That's what you needed.
Yeah. Let's work out. Like,
let's work out together. That's when he's like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to care for you, but I'm going to care for you in a way that I know that you're going to need me afterwards. Mm-hmm. It's not crazy. It's reality. Mm-hmm. And like, that is what the crazy part is because they're making you think, no, like, why would I do that on purpose? That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to make you feel special. I was trying to make you feel wanted. I was trying to do something nice for you. What? Any other woman in this whole world would freaking love for me to bring them food to their bedside every single day.
Right.
And that's what I'm doing for you. And you're not grateful? You're not grateful for this. But of course he didn't fight with you about it because, I mean, maybe he would have, I don't know. Was Brandon the type to fight about something that you brought up? Or
No, not really. And I think that's what's so interesting about all of this is like one type that was very, I mean, he was calm. He was, I love you, care about you, I'll do anything for you. I mean, he was very even keel. Like, there was nothing that was like fighting. Oh man, I want to just like knock you out. You know, like
none of that.
Uh-uh. But it was all very underlying. Like, he had ulterior motives. I don't know what he was, you know, I don't know what those were. But it was very just kind of even keel until you start looking at it and you're like, wow.
Uh-huh.
Like, I got out of that and
this is what I learned from it.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Because
this was insane.
It was like a dark side of it where it wasn't fighting, it wasn't screaming, it wasn't yelling, it was very just like almost kind of like cock your head sideways and like, this is what we're gonna do. Like, this is how it is tonight. And like, that's how it's gonna be on your terms.
Yeah. It's very interesting, the differences between both of our guys as far as how they dealt with situations and how they did the same thing, just in different ways with a like slow or quick burn.
Right. And Brandon was very passive. I don't know. It's almost like a parent that you have that like looks at you and they're like, okay, well, you peed in the corner. And they were like, you know what you did wrong, right? You know what you did wrong. And I guess that's that's a bad example because I don't know how they're gonna like.
No, but basically, like, whatever you did in the situation, you know you did that wrong. I'm not gonna point out what you did wrong, but you know you did wrong, and you have to figure out what you did wrong, right?
It's, yeah, it's like this back burner kind of like sadistic.
Yes.
Calm.
Yes, it's such a good word.
Like, okay.
Sadistic.
Well, it's fine. Like, what did you do? Tell me what you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so then you come up
and you're like,
with what you did wrong.
Well, I think I did like this. This is, and he's like,
yeah, that is what you did.
Okay. Well, yeah, you did that, and it's fine. And I'm not necessarily. But this is what we're gonna do moving forward. And if you're gonna do that again, like it's
manipulative.
Very manipulative for sure, but it's very calm. And so that is what's so different from like
straight up
anything. Yeah, right. Anything else where you're like, no, stop, have a conversation, calm, you know, like you're like kind of riled up and talk. This no. person is very like, tell me. So it's like you have these two different sides.
Yes. We're both cringing at each other.
And it's.
Oh, yeah. Man. So
that's my side. Kind of like.
Honestly, what's funny is I would love in like an alternate universe for us to like switch. Yes. And for me to be in your shoes with him and I would like just. And then you to be in my shoes and you'd be like. And just to, like, see how the different personalities would work. Because it's so interesting, the different behavioral traits with narcissists and then who they attach onto. Because one of my friends sent me a TikTok the other day where it said something about narcissists, the people that they attach to are the best of the best. It was always something like, they are awesome at what they do. They are awesome in, like, emotional ways. Like, they're stable. Like, there's all these good qualities that everyone should have as a human, but some people just don't have those things. So narcissists find those people and latch onto them, and then they feed off those people. And it's interesting because I'm thinking like, okay, with the difference in behavioral traits that we've experienced, but yet they both did the same thing as far as people goes, the main difference between you and I is that you're highly empathic and I'm not. So it's like, how would Jack have reacted to you versus how Brandon would have reacted to me.
Right. And what is the difference?
Like, would it have lasted for 3 months? Would it have lasted for 6 weeks? Would it have lasted first date? Years? Would it have lasted years? Like, there's no telling.
But Brandon was very non-reactive, very calm, whatever, right?
For me. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Jack, for you, was very reactive.
Oh my gosh, yes. So Jack and you would have probably, like, said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Him, you're so right. Uh-huh. You are 1,000% right. I'm so sorry. And then he would have loved that. And I'm wondering how,
that might be bad. You and Brandon.
I'm wondering if you would have fought less with Jack. Because I literally fought, I am not kidding, I fought with him every single fucking day of my life. So I'm wondering if we switched places, if you would have fought him like once a week.
For sure.
Because you would have given him everything that he needed for 6 days.
So I would have given him everything he wanted on the front end, but like realistically and internally, I'm not there.
Yeah, okay, like, that makes sense.
It's fake,
yeah,
which
it's
is
fake.
Not good.
Right, I mean, no. It's not long-lasting at all.
It's like you're giving him this fake thing until you can, like, get out of it to protect yourself. But yes, absolutely. Yes. I would have given him everything he wanted.
And with me, with Brandon, I would have been, if he was passive towards me, I would have been passive towards him and just not done what he wanted me to do. I don't even know how that would have ended up.
It might have dissolved it perfectly.
It might have dissolved it, yeah, right. Exactly. Uh-huh. We might have just been like, all right, well, she's distant, I'm distant. Yeah, like, see you later. Yeah, it doesn't exist.
Right. So how did Jack sabotage you?
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault
at all.
Absolutely not.